The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatelin, Bahet Cabel. Eshtami Tukadam Ismea Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May He shine His face upon you and give you peace. May He bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. How are you today? Well, I'm doing better. Me? Yes, sir, I'm doing better. Well, some of you don't know, but we've changed the broadcast. The name is The Real Hoodoo. Yes, we've changed it. We've changed it. And we hope that it will stick with you and it will finally come out as all okay with everybody. Okay? Now, there is something which I want all people to know. It is that we are moving in a direction of spirit. We're moving in the spirit direction. We are letting the spirit have its say on most of the things that we do. Now, I realize that most of you don't know the call-in number, but we are using the spirit. The spirit and the spirit by himself. Now let's listen to a few messages. Yeah, just a few messages, and come right back to it. Okay? All right.
New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the new moon authentic Hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic Hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, I'm here again. I'm here to talk to you. There is one thing which you must know, which you have got to know. It is something which is, I don't know, which is pertinent to you. It's something that you should know no matter what. And it is the seven spirits of God. Now, I have on one website, have listed the seven spirits of God. Yeah, I have. Now, the seven spirits of God is something which very few people, well, in fact, no people to my knowledge, know of or will use them. Well, I'll start off with a prayer. Okay? And with it, I'll go into it, okay? All right. Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you who hold all things in your hand, give me the power to know all things through this device, which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Tokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gabor, the spirit of Da'af, and the Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amin, Selah. Now, his delight shall be in the fear of the Yehovah. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. And he shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yehovah, as the waters cover the sea. Now, I mean. Now, all of the seven spirits of God, I listed them. Now, the seven spirits of God are something which people do not understand or don't know. The seven spirits of God are really God working within the earth. Is God working within the earth? Now they say, well, I thought only one God. Yes, it is. It is. But he chooses seven personalities to work under. Seven spirits. Seven separate spirits to work under. And these seven spirits hold the entire universe within order. Yeah. The entire universe is under what? Their command. Their command. Now, first, this is the spirit of Yahweh. Now, Yahweh is the name of God himself. Now, that is the spirit which controls all of it. The spirit of Yahweh. The next one is the spirit of Chokmah, which is wisdom. Wisdom, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of wisdom. It is the spirit, which has the wisdom. It has all wisdom, is in Chokmah. He has all wisdom. Next is Shoresh, or the spirit of understanding. That spirit understands everything. Everything is understood by it. It can give understanding of everything, which is what? You will know how and why a certain things work. All right, then I told you Etzah, which is the spirit of counsel or advice. That spirit knows how to advise you, how to make you do certain things according to the will of your Yahweh. Okay, and next, the spirit of Gibor, the spirit of power, or the spirit of might. The spirit of power or might, or the spirit of strength. Deborah has the strength to do anything it wants to. And next is the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge, da'at. That is the spirit of knowledge, which is the knowledge of, well, really, the Lord's workings or the Lord's doing or why the Lord is making certain things happen. And the Yehovah, the fear of the Lord. The fifth law, which is what? It is reverence. It is the reverence for him. Now, that fear, that's the way we put it. That is the way, you know, human beings put it. That is, and it means the reverence. The reverence for who? Yahweh. Now, the seven spirits of God are so holy. They are so holy that no one can approach them except on holy terms. You can approach him only on holy terms. And the terms must be understood by yourself and others. Okay? It must be understood by yourself and others. That's the only way. The seven spirits of God are the only way. Now, I will use the seven spirits of God. I will use it in these jack readings. These jack readings, which is just three questions. Yes, no, and maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Now, you might have known this. You might have known. What do I mean by the hoodoo jack? I am talking about the pendulum. The seven spirits of God do what? They lead it and they guide the jack into what to say and what to do and how to answer. They are really the thing which is needed. Now, I'm going to start now. Okay, I tell you what, today we will give you four questions. Just four questions now, okay? And I don't know. Remember, these questions are powerful. They are certain because, you know, what you are asking the question of or who you're asking it of is God. You are asking the question of God. Okay? Now, here we go. Hello? Here we go right here. Okay. 573, Papa, say hello.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, thank you for taking my call, sir. How are you today?
Okay.
Good, good. I do have a few questions. My first question is, will I move before November?
Do you move before November? Well, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
The next question is, will my income improve before November?
Does income improve before November? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, dramatically.
Okay, good. The spiritual work I've been doing, has it cleared all the roadblocks around me?
The spiritual work that he's doing, has it cleared all the blocks before him? The spiritual work that he's doing, has it cleared all the blocks before him? Yes.
Okay, good.
One more.
Okay. One more, yeah. My help, will it clear before the first of the year?
His health, will it clear before the beginning of the new year?
Yes, sir.
Health.
New year.
Oh, boy, no.
Nope.
No,
okay, I got work.
Not.
All right, I got work to do then. Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you, sir. All right, bye.
All right, bye. It's 313. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well. Did you get that package that I sent you?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
My son told me what you said, so it's okay. We got it.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. My first question is, you know, sort of like the other one. Will we be moving before the snow hit here?
Before what gets here?
Will we move before the snow hit? Before December, before next year.
Okay, will she move before December? Yes.
Okay. Next question. Are we going to have all our financial blessings in place at that time?
Will she have all that financial blessing in place at that time? Yes, you will.
Will all the sneakiness and the little power plays people are trying to do, will it cease at that time?
Well, all of the stuff that's going on cease at that time. Yes, it will. It will. Question four.
Okay, my last question. Question four. Is all this happening? Well, this is the spiritual piece I'm trying to get at is because of Antonio being a Kohen. Will the retribution for those folk, will it be like 10 or 20 times worse?
Well, they receive retribution 10 or 20 times worse because of the Kohen, Antonio. Yes. Yes, you will. You will. You have all your questions. So God bless
you. Thank you,
Pastor. You're welcome.
God bless you.
Bye. Well, somewhat. Okay. Area code 313. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. What are your questions?
My first question is, will it be in my best interest to leave, you know, to quit my job and go on to something else, or is it in my best interest to quit my job?
Is in his best interest to quit his job. Yes. Question two.
Will I finish out my semester in school?
Will he finish out his semester in school? Yes.
Okay, will I earn my degree finally soon?
Okay. Will he earn his degree finally? Okay. Well, maybe. Maybe you will.
Okay,
and question four.
Wow, I guess those are my questions. My last question is, me and my mother are planning on blindsiding my aunt. Will we succeed in blindsiding her to where she cannot retaliate or she cannot deflect?
Okay, hold on. Yes. bless you. And God
bless you too, Papa Say.
Well, sir. Well, some we find out some things. We find out some things. See, the seven spirits of God have, how can I say it, have no interest, have no human interest in human things. Therefore, they can answer whichever way the Lord says it happened. When the seven spirits of God give an answer, that is God himself answering. I'll say it again. When the seven spirits of God give an answer, that is God answering it. It's not us, it's God. And he is the reason. He is the reason why we do this. He is the reason why we're coming and we're going what according to hoodoo. It is God. It is God and him alone. So with God doing it, I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you something, children. The hoodoo is God's people. It is God's people. You are a part of who? Yahweh. You are a part of God. You are a part of God. Therefore, nothing can happen to you. Nothing can. It is only good. Now, there is someone who lives way far away. And I would tell him not to worry. Why? Because the seven spirits of God have his question in their hand. They do not or will not stop or cease you to worry. When you have the seven spirits of God working for you, we have them working for you, then everything becomes what? Sort of a numb or something. It is not something that you have to think about or to worry about. It is something which you can put your hand on it and you can forget it. Why? Because it's going to happen the way he says anyway. The thing that you don't understand is that he has everything you are doing in his hand. Everything. There are people who can see God as three persons. But there are no people that can see God as seven people, seven persons, seven spirits. us seven spirits move according to his will. They move according to his will because they are his will. They are the will of God. They are the intelligence of God. All of those things are of him. And therefore, we do not have to worry about it. Why? Because we know that God will do good toward us. That's all. He will do nothing but good. He will do nothing but good. Well, all I have to say is a question. All I have is a question. Do you need a haunted item or an enchanted item? Do you need a haunted item or an enchanted item? Well, if you do, get in touch with me now at papasay@mail.com. papasay@mail.com. Okay? Now, I will for you tonight, just to let your mind think of just how good Yahweh is to you. All of it. Just think of it. And look toward him as being the one who does good and will do it for you. Now, there is no hoodoo, but the real hoodoo. And there is only one Papa Say. Now, God bless you, God keep you, and he lift his eyes upon you and give you peace. And he keep you from this time forth and forevermore. And therefore, I have to say, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.